Game on.
Game on.
2FM.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome Michael Owen to the show. And Michael, I suppose we wanted to talk to you because, well, first and foremost, you have Brown Panther entered into the St. Ledger at the Curragh this weekend. So are you all set and ready to go?
Yeah, I can't wait. We're bringing a nice crowd over ourselves, all family and friends, and obviously trainer assistants. So there should be a dozen of us too. So all the flights are booked, really looking forward to it. Obviously, Brown Panther's ready to go, and we're excited to be going.
What kind of form is Brown Panther in?
Well, he's in good form. He's probably had a hard enough season already. We've probably raced him once or twice more than in previous seasons. Got him going early. I think he's a better horse this season than he's ever been. He's obviously won a couple of group races around Chester and Sandown, and then he went and ran a great race in the Ascot Gold Cup. So really pleased with how he's done. He's come second in the Group 2 in France and obviously ran in the Goodwood Cup and come third in that. So he's kept his form well, and we're giving him a little bit of a break before the Irish St. Ledger, but we're going there in good form. So yeah, fingers crossed.
And a mile and six right-handed, is that ideal conditions for Brown Panther?
Well, I think at the start of the season we targeted the Irish St. Ledger as a race that we ought to go for because of the conditions, the trip, the ground that's likely to be. As everyone knows, he handles, you know, a softer surface, so you know we're not bothered about a softer surface if that comes up. So yeah, I think it's an ideal race. Looking at the card though, it's probably a stronger race than it's been in previous years, so you've got to take that into consideration. And but no, it's a cracking race to be part of.
To have a horse like this, I mean, a horse that you've bred as well, I mean, it's a bit like winning the jackpot. It doesn't happen too often.
No, well, I mean, it depends which way you look at it. You say jackpot, I mean, I suppose you hit the jackpot, it's one of those that you know you've got a cracking mile and you go and sell it, or you go and, you know, have a great horse to go to stud with. But in terms of what I'm in the racing game for, I couldn't have asked for a better horse than Brown Panther. He's tough, he's durable, he's got everything really. He sends us to the best racetracks on the best days. I've travelled the world with him. He's just absolutely perfect for me and what I want out of racing, really. So I've, you know, been more than lucky to have bred him, and obviously for him to have produced what he's produced.
And you obviously love it.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I've been in the racing game for a number of years now, owning horses for probably over 16 years, I would have thought. So obviously there's people that have owned more horses and better horses than me, but to have my own business in the game, to have, you know, put my money where my mouth is in many ways. It's a great thrill for one, and it's a great industry to be involved in. And when you've got a passion for something, it's really exciting to be part of it. And obviously, horses like this just reignite that passion every time you watch them run.
Okay, so listen, as regards to football on Monday night, England 2-0 winners over Switzerland, and a pretty convincing 2-0 win as well. Roy Hodgson was happy. What did you make of it all?
Yeah, I thought England played particularly well. Obviously, you've always got to be concerned. One good performance doesn't change what's happened over the recent years. So it's, but no, we had a lot of pace about our team, a lot of energy about the team, and we've got a lot to look forward to. It's a young team, so hopefully they can develop together over the coming years.
And the pace that you mentioned there, it looks like they have a lot of the ingredients required to play a counter-attacking game, to kind of exploit that pace that's in the side, which actually makes for pretty nice football to watch as well.
It does. I think pace excites people, and we've got that, especially in attacking areas. So the likes of Welbeck and obviously Sterling have got an awful lot of pace, and that will always scare defenders. So yeah, it's an exciting time. Obviously, we're quite thin on the ground in the defensive area, so you'd have to worry about that in the future and hope you could produce more. But if you're looking at the long term, then I think we're in half decent shape. Short term, maybe not, but there's not a major tournament for a couple of seasons, so let's hope we're bang at it when the next big championship comes along.
I don't want to spend too long talking about England, but just in relation to what you said, you know, recently about maybe fans losing faith with the team. It seems like that, you know, the players need to kind of buy back into the England jersey. From what I can see, from a neutral point of view, listening to Steven Gerrard after the World Cup and the comments that he made, and then again what you've said, and maybe other former internationals, that maybe the fault lies with the players and their investment in the England jersey. Is that a fair thing to say?
Not sure, really. I mean, when I say that they're going to get the fans back, and then I think I was posed the question that, you know, is all forgiven from the World Cup after the performance the other night? And I said, not at all, no, because we're masters of qualifying. We've qualified. We always qualify for tournaments. I think throughout my career, we always qualified. But certainly in recent years, as soon as we get to tournaments, we don't perform well and we get knocked out early on. And so one good performance in the first game of a qualification campaign, in which we've got a relatively easy group, is certainly not going to banish the memories of the World Cup. So that was my response to that. But no, I think we've got, you know, until we, obviously we need to get to the European Championships, but until we actually perform well in a major competition, then I think there's always going to, the jury's always going to be out, from, you know, press, from fans, and almost a question mark in players' minds as well, because obviously we've not been successful for a long time. So until we are, then it's hard to pretend anything otherwise.
Yeah, and I think they're fair comments, and there seems to be a lot of agreement from what you said. But I mean, even in relation to what Gerrard was talking about after the World Cup, he made the point that he thinks that maybe some of the young players are, they've got, maybe they're too spoiled, that they have too much too soon, and as a result they're not hungry enough to try and make it with the international team and to get the success that England deserve.
Well, I think, you know, when things go wrong and you point the finger at so many different things, and you know, everyone's got a different view as to why, you know, it's not been so successful. I'm a firm believer that, you know, I look after a lot of young players, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, yes, they get given a lot. We're a country that has great facilities, great coaches, great football teams, and a lot's provided for you. But, you know, there's not one kid that I know that comes up to me and says, I want to be a footballer because I want to be a millionaire. I mean, everyone wants to be a footballer because they want to become the best player that they can be. And there's different reasons why we don't maybe produce more players than we should do, but that's another argument. But I don't think it's a lack of hunger. I think anyone that goes to the World Cup has certainly wanted to do well, and has hurt when they don't do well. I think it'd be ridiculous to anything else.
Okay, just in relation to Sunday then, what's the plan with Brown Panther as regards bringing him over? Will he come over in the next couple of days?
Panther will come over on Saturday. With trainer and assistant trainer, and then my party will be flying over first thing Sunday morning. So hopefully a good day, win, lose or draw. He's say he owes nobody anything from our side, and he always runs a consistent race, so we're obviously looking forward to it.
And obviously you have a good relationship with Tom Dascombe at this stage. What does he think on his chances?
Yeah, well, Tom's obviously over the course of Brown Panther's career, I mean, he's handled him absolutely brilliantly. I mean, when Tom first joined Manor House, a lot of people saw him as a two-year-old trainer of sharp horses, and now I think he's gone on to prove, with fillies winning at Ascot, with colts winning at Ascot, over different trips, different ages, that he's a rounded trainer, and that's, you know, credit to him, and the job that he's done, obviously keeping Panther sound for so long, has been brilliant. So yeah, full credit to Tom and the team for that, because everyone at Manor House is an important cog in the wheel. So it's great that on days like this you should be enjoying it, because there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes. But Tom's really pleased with his condition. We've had a really good season. I think we're up to 58 winners or so this season, so it's a great total for us so far, with still a fair portion of the season to go, and we're hopeful that Panther can fly the flag once again for us.
How many horses do you have in training overall?
Well, that varies during the season. We start the season with 90, just over 90. And then quite naturally, during the season, you lose one or two here and there through sellers, flamers, injury, whatever it might be. So we'll be down a little bit on that number now. But yeah, we tried to start the season on still just over 90.
That's a huge investment in horse racing. I didn't realise it was quite that many.
Yeah, well, that's why I still have to work in football to pay for the horse racing.
And is it a family thing as well? I know I read that your wife is huge into horses as well. Do the kids get involved?
Well, I've got four kids. My eldest child likes the day out and is really interested, but they're really keen on dressage, really. They haven't got much of an interest in the racing side, apart from obviously loving the horse as an animal. So, but we have a lot of X-race horses from my yard that come home, and my wife sort of rehomes them and different things like that. And my eldest daughter is quite heavily involved now in dressage, so she rides. In fact, she was over in Ireland watching the European Pony Championships only a couple of months ago, so she's right into that, so we've got high hopes for her as well.
Okay, look, it's been great to talk to you, Michael, and we wish you all the best for Sunday. I think there's a few keen gamblers in this sports department here who might have a few quid on Brown Panther, but best of luck with everything, and hope the day goes great for you.
That's great, very kind, thank you very much. Get your game face on. Game on 2FM.